This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Reuters is reporting on a confidential UN report saying North Korea continued developing its nuclear and ballistic missile programs during the first half of 2021 in violation of international sanctions and despite the country's growing worsening economic situation. The report by a panel of independent sanctions monitors to the UN Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee said Pyongyang continued to seek material and technology for these programs overseas. North Korea's mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The isolated Asian nation imposed a strict lockdown last year amid the coronavirus pandemic, which has slashed its trade and aid access, hurting an economy already burdened by international sanctions. In June, leader Kim Jong-un said the country faced a tense food situation and much would depend on this year's harvests. North Korea has been subjected to UN sanctions since 2006 over its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The Security Council has increased sanctions in a bid to cut off funding for those programs. The Afghan government's Media Information Center said Friday that the Taliban has shot the director of the center to death at a mosque in the capital. The shooting comes days after the Taliban warned they would target senior administration officials in retaliation for increased airstrikes, and the Taliban did reclaim responsibility for that death. The director, Dawa Khan Minipal, had previously worked for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Afghan service, winning an award for bravery in 2010. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department on Friday announced the addition of five alleged Islamist militants to its specially designated global terrorist list. The designation blocks any ownership or interests in U.S. properties and makes eligible for sanctions any person or financial institution who engage in certain transactions with the men on the list. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the five Islamist militants include the senior military commander of Islamic State's affiliate in Mozambique, two senior leaders of an al-Qaeda-linked group in Mali, and two leaders of the al-Shabaab group in Somalia. Israel's military said Israel conducted overnight airstrikes against Hamas targets in Gaza in retaliation for the launching of incendiary balloons from the Gaza Strip. The statement from the Israeli army said the incendiary balloons caused fires in southern Israel. It said the rocket launching site was located in close proximity to civilian surroundings, which the army said emphasized how the ruling Hamas organization continues to endanger Palestinian civilians. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The last time such an attack took place, on July 25th, the Israeli army retaliated with airstrikes on Hamas targets. There have been sporadic incidents, including a series of incendiary balloon launches, since a May 21st ceasefire ended 11 days of deadly fighting between Israel and Hamas. That conflict killed 260 Palestinians, including some fighters, according to Gaza authorities. In Israel, 13 people were killed, including a soldier, by projectiles fired from Gaza, according to police and the Israeli army. The United States has placed visa restrictions on 50 immediate family members of Nicaraguan officials who've been involved in or benefited from President Daniel Ortega's growing repression. The U.S. State Department said on Friday the officials include lawmakers, prosecutors, and judges. Over the past 2 months, Ortega's government has arrested nearly three dozen opposition figures, including seven potential challengers for the presidency. Nicaragua is scheduled to hold national elections November 7th. Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term. This week, the government placed an opposition vice presidential candidate under house arrest. And U.S. Olympic swimmer Simone Manuel has tweeted a message about mental health. She says athletes should not have to give media interviews immediately after losses. She called such interviews mentally and emotionally exhausting. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.